Welcome to Shoujo, the podcast where I, Sarah, introduce my friend Joe to Shoujo anime. And so, showing Joe, Shoujo. Dun-dun-dun, get it? Ooh, so good. Let's see, we've got Chihaya Fuga coverage, and we're excited to cover it because these are quite a good bunch of episodes we've got today.
Yeah. There needs to be like a sound. We need like a sound prompt to play when the show gives me what I want. Like a little ding or something. Cause like it's happening. The show has arrived in episode 17.
We gotta list out the things and I can be like, ding, ding, ding. I can find sound effects for free.
Oh, like we're going to be like citizens. I just want like a little like celebration. Like, yay.
Yay.
The episodes are good.
Ooh, I could crack out my harmonica.
We're doing what we want me to do.
Yeah, I know. Yes. But before we get to all that, let's catch up. It's weird because you've only been gone a few days. You're going to be back in a few days. Yeah. But in that time, what's been going on?
This is the most traveling I ever do. It's like I have to do 3 plane rides in like 2 weeks.
That's crazy.
What's going on? We watched a movie.
Oh my god! Right, let's talk about this.
We went to an anime movie, the Lord of the Rings anime movie,
The War of Rohirrim, or something.
The War of Rohirrim. Sarah, what did you think about this anime movie we watched?
Well, what I think and what you think, I mean, basically, I was like, oh, it's fine. I guess I enjoyed watching it, and I thought the characters were hot. So that's like a big, strong factor for me, carrying the movie, I guess. Disappointed about certain... Basically, why put hot people in there if nothing's going to happen, man? You know, why are you doing this to me?
Like they don't make out or anything?
Yeah.
Okay. Because they did stuff. It was just boring.
Okay, well, what did you think, Joe?
I thought it was bad.
Buckle up, people. Here we go.
I thought it was pretty bad. You know, this is like they had to make this movie to keep the rights to like make more Lord of the Rings movies or whatever. So like it's clearly rushed. The animation's kind of weird because like they're like the characters and like the horses and like all that other stuff is drawn in like an anime kind of style. But then the backgrounds look like they're rendered using something else. I looked at the Wikipedia and the way they like did the modeling was like they didn't do rotoscoping, which is what they did for the Ralph Bakshi Lord of the Rings from like way back when, where they like film somebody and then draw over it. They did like they mocap somebody. Like did the rigging in Unreal Engine and then painted over the Unreal Engine things that moved around, which just seems kind of like more work, honestly. And it also doesn't like look great. I mean, the movement looks fine, but like it doesn't mesh with the background. It looks very odd to me. Anyway, so like the animation looks kind of weird. I don't really think that's like the problem with it. I mean, it's fine. They had to crunch it. I never really feel like anything's animator's fault because the animation industry is a mess. The bigger problem is that this just isn't a story. There's just no story here. This is just stuff happening for 2 hours and 14 minutes, which is way too long and is crazy boring.
Yeah, right. Because you mentioned like, oh, they picked Rohan, like they could have picked a much more interesting origin for the characters and setting for conflict and all that.
Yeah, there could have been so much more stuff like that. Yeah, it's animated, so like you can animate whatever, right? Like you have unlimited special effects budget in animation because it just costs the same as everything else, more or less, right? As long as it's not moving. But they didn't really do a lot with it. I mean, there are a couple cool parts where like an elephant gets eaten by like some weird monster. That's cool. But for the most part, it's like it didn't really feel like it took advantage of the animation super, super well. And also it's just like a whatever story. I don't know why it's even in Lord of the Rings. It has nothing to do with anything that Lord of the Rings is about.
Well, you would think if they had wanted to like have the rights to Lord of the Rings movie, you think they would have done something already and done it with intention rather than this. This is legendary, yeah. Right? the folks who did like the Batman movies and stuff. I remember seeing their
let me look real quick. It is
because what would have been the last movie they did? Did they do the Hobbit movies?
Oh, there's a lot of production companies on this. There's way too many production companies on this.
I just remember seeing the Legendary logo.
New Line Cinema, Warner Brothers Animation, Sola Entertainment, Wingnut Films, Domain Entertainment, Middle Earth Enterprises.
Okay, maybe I'm imagining. I feel like that was on there.
I don't know. Anyway, there was no romance.
They set it up to have romance, like redemption for romance.
His name is Wolf.
He could have had a better name.
He was like a little bit of an outcast. You know what I mean? And she's like a princess that doesn't really like fit in because she's like headstrong or whatever. It was right there. It was right there. And it was obvious. And they didn't do it. And said they did something way more boring and not interesting at all.
Crazy. I mean, I could see. I don't know if this is even a thing. Like in my mind, I'm like, oh. Games like Tomb Raider, Lara never has a romantic interest because she can't be strong if she's also in love, kind of thing. Like, she, you know, like, I feel like.
No, I know that's a thing.
Yeah, I feel like that must be it, right? Because, like, why can't they also have love but still be a strong female protagonist, you know? Because every dude has a love interest, even in like stories where like it adds absolutely nothing to it.
Yeah, that's because like the Hollywood strong female protagonist thing is like very stupid, and like people don't like it, but they don't like it because they're like, you know, weird conservative anti-woke weirdos. But the actual problem with it is that they're just really boring. Like, they're not actually people, you know. Like, I feel like a character that would be like that probably would have some romantic interest and could have romantic interest and still be.
Yeah, because she's a badass and like, everyone would be into her.
Yeah,
because she's hot.
Like, oh, she has to be Joan the Maid or something. It's just like, what are we doing here? Like, why is this? Why is this how we're doing things in 2024? We're still doing like girl bossification stuff. It's dumb. I guess it's not girl boss because she's not a boss.
No.
Well, she's like, I'm not like other girls.
Okay, but okay, the story sets her up like that, but I feel like at least she doesn't like super play into it. Like, there's one line where she's like, I don't want to get married, but it's not like constantly her talking about how like, I don't want to get married and just, you know, blah, blah, blah. I want to do this or that.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like she's still. Mm-hmm. I don't know, just being a good child of a I don't know, what was he, the king?
Yeah, he was these the king people? Of Rohan or whatever.
Okay. I mean,
like, yeah, they do set that stuff up, but then they kind of just don't really do anything with it. It's really weird because it's all about like, in the beginning part of the movie, it really seems like the king creates his own problem and like
fabricates
his own downfall, but then it's like, when things go bad for him, we're supposed to feel bad for him. And then everyone's like, oh, he was such a great king. And I'm like, no, he wasn't. He sucked.
Yeah.
He caused this problem. And then it's like, she's got to pick up the mantle and then she could become a good leader or something. And then, like, I don't know. The whole thing was just like, what are we doing and why?
And then she doesn't. Which, well, I guess. Yeah,
spoiler for the end of the movie. She does not.
Oh, sorry.
Instead, she's going to go on a quest to go seek Gandalf.
That's right.
So mad.
And they animate Saruman into.
Yeah, they animate Saruman. Yeah, the wizard.
Crazy.
So, like, you're going to be the new guy who hangs out in Isengard. Like, sure, that's going to go well.
We could just it be an isolated story. You know, like, adding that on at the end of the movie isn't going to add anything for us to, like, make us be like, oh, it's in the world of Lord of the Rings. Now,
like, they have to add it on. But they have to add it on because then it has literally nothing to do with Lord of the Rings. like, again, the idea that you would make like a Lord of the Rings side story and you'd put it in Rohan, the most normal ass place in the entire book series. Like, it's not even the one with the giant throne no one sits in and there's like kings absent. It's just like the normal kingdom where people ride horses. That's literally anything. Like, that's just Game of Thrones. Like, what are we doing? This could be in any world. Why would you set it in the most boring place?
Yeah. I mean, if I like, I feel like watching Lord of the Rings, I'm never like, oh, I want to be part of that world. Like, it looks like a sucky world that I wouldn't want to live in. So, like, I feel like only enjoy the story in like a negative, like nothing happy can happen in like that world.
I feel like it really works as like the allegory for different stuff. You know what I mean? Like, oh, the elves are like this. They like represent this, and the dwarves represent this, and the hobbits represent this. Like, staging stuff that doesn't engage with that in that world is just kind of weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, this was clearly a fail on that film. So this was pretty bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Say box office. Well, one, you only knew about this because I told you about it. I don't remember where I saw it. I might saw it on a Twitch ad or something, but like they did a terrible job marketing it. It's only in like random ass movie theaters that like barely anyone goes to. Cause that was like, maybe there's like two theaters it was playing in the greater Austin area. And it, you know, wasn't in theaters exclusively for very long. They immediately threw it on streaming like 2 weeks after launch. So as a movie and financially flopping.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. You know, this has just become the way of everything now. Like, I feel like nothing gets advertised. I feel like everything just gets thrown into like streaming slop and it all is just kind of bad.
Yeah.
So that's unfortunate. I did also watch another thing. I finally finished Gundam Wing after watching that for a long time.
Yes.
I finally finished it. It did not end particularly well.
No.
It's like definitely a show that like sets up a lot of stuff and you're like, ooh, there's a lot of interesting ways this could go. And then I guess they had like huge production issues when they were making it in 1994 or whatever. And like they had to get a new director. And clearly whatever they had like set up just like didn't make sense, because at the end of it, things were just off the rails. People were just doing stuff out of character. People were just saying things that just didn't seem to matter or make a lot of sense. It was just a huge mess. And then it ends. And I'm like, all right, well, I guess that's the end of that.
Yeah.
So not that good. Normally, like the arc of Gundams is like they start off well. The middle part, like weird stuff happens and you're like, OK, this was kind of like, I, you know, this is because it's a 50 episode show or whatever. So like the middle parts are weird. But then there's like a middle finale and that's usually pretty good. And then it drags again. And then the ending is really good. So you're like, OK, cool. This was just like beginning's great. The middle part's pretty good. The second half of the middle part is like, I don't what's happening. And then the end's just like, I don't know why any of this stuff happened. So very bizarre.
Said that the second to last episode was like flying into confusion or something.
Yeah, the second to last episode is called Take Off Into Confusion, and the thumbnail is a picture of one of the characters named Trey's just like pinching the bridge of his nose like he thinks this sucks. And I'm just like, wow, it's an incredible. It's like they know that this is a huge problem.
They're trying to tell you maybe the trouble.
Yeah. So Gundam Wing, not great. I've heard that Endless Waltz, the kind of sequel thing, is pretty good though, so I'm looking forward to that. But the next thing I'm gonna watch is Oh Wait, the Mess Team. So
anime names are crazy. The Waltz, Endless Waltz,
it's called, yeah, Mobile Suit Gundam Wing Endless Waltz. That's a good name.
Okay, if you say so. Okay. Anything else we've managed to squeeze in? Any like horror stories from flying, like the Austin airport sucks now or anything like that?
The Austin airport was fine. I didn't have any travel problems coming back. Going there, I had huge problems because I just like sat on a plane for like 3 hours extra. But coming back was totally fine.
Good. Well, here's hoping your flight in 2 days is good too.
Yeah.
I saw an ad. For that one random airline that we saw on the terminal, that was like, what the hell is that? I saw an ad for it on Disney Plus. So
Oh, wow.
Okay. I don't know.
So it is real.
Yes.
The era of like random airlines was over.
After, well, like, aren't there like, I do not keep up with the news. Isn't there like issues with some airlines' reputations? Like some bad things have happened. Like, okay. Well, then maybe this is like the chance to get in. And try and be a new.
Like a lot, they tried that, and a lot of them failed. Like a couple years ago, so I don't know. But that's just. Did you watch anything? Have you watched anything?
Okay, so watched. Today I was watching a little bit of Star Wars: A New Hope because I wanted to rewatch the first three movies since Star Wars Outlaws, which I started playing, is set between episodes 5 and 6, I think. Uh-huh. And I was like, you know, just get in the mindset of, even though I'm already like 35 hours into this game, but and watching it, I was like, damn, they did a good job at recreating, because I'm at, oh god, Os, the Tatooine city,
Mos Eisley.
Yes, Mos Eisley. And so seeing that in the movie, like, they did such a good job. But maybe it's like, oh, all they had to do was recreate existing things, so like they didn't even have to think that hard about it. But I'm really enjoying this game. Also, Luke, I feel like his actor, not that I feel like he's not very good at acting. In the first movie, at least, like he's a little. It's
like he's playing a brat. You know, Mark Hamill is playing.
That's
a brat.
True. I don't know
how much acting Mark Hamill has done at that point.
Comparison to like Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher, though, like they're both doing a very good job. Harrison Ford in particular is doing a very good job, but
yeah, he was a much more established actor at the time.
Yes, yeah, it's crazy because it is so 70s looking with Luke's hair. But some of the CG, I guess they were using CGI back then, or is this like a re-release? This is like a re-release of old. I think I'd rather see the old one.
Is like huge on remastering stuff and adding CGI to it later, and everybody thinks it looks bad.
It looks really bad.
He just does it anyway, and everybody hates it.
Okay, so is there no, right? I've heard of this. Is there no? It's hard.
You can look them up. You have to like find them, but there are.
Because like. There's like a scene where Jawa falls off something. It just looks like this like pointy clump of brown. It looks so bad. It looks so bad. Just leave it be.
Yeah.
We all know it's old.
Like the CGI guy. The prequels trilogy is kind of just an ad for like the animation stuff that they're doing, which is why like, there's a lot of it in there and it like doesn't look that great and like the story is crazy. I mean, it looks fine for like the time it came out. I mean, but when it came out, it was like cutting edge, right? So like look better than everything else. In retrospect, it doesn't look that good.
That's the problem.
But, like, he's always doing that.
Right? Yeah. Like when I watch stuff about Star Wars, it's like, oh, people are hesitant to use CGI because things like a few years previous that it was cutting edge technology already is aged like 2 years later. So people were very hesitant to use it at all because they didn't want their movies to be aged by the effects.
Yeah.
Which I get, I don't know, but Star Wars holds up. It's so good still. Let's see. But yeah, it's so bad. The first three episodes, like I can't remember the story because it was boring because it was politics.
You don't like the Trade Federation?
Oh.
You don't like how the opening of episode one
is going to a
trade negotiation?
Yeah, it's bad.
About who has like shipping lane rights?
Yeah,
it's
stupid.
Kind of awesome, actually. It's kind of incredible that you would open on that. It's so wild.
Mm-hmm. No, terrible. Poor children who had to sit through that. I think I was one of those children. I remember seeing episode one in theaters.
That's okay, because Jar Jar Binks shows up and you're in pain. It's our favorite little racist guy. I
think my favorite Star Wars character from the movies is C-3PO. Kind of like that's a good one. He's always funny and entertaining. And then it's like, you could just be making up whatever R2-D2 is saying and making him look bad by just making up it. But anyway, so yeah, I've been playing a lot of Star Wars Outlaws, like so much. Like Saturday, I played 13 hours. So I have issues. I think most normal people don't put that much time straight in a game.
No,
right? That's like not what people do.
I do not do that, for example.
Uh-huh.
What's wrong with me? It's kind of wild that you do that, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, I'm glad you like it.
It's a fun game. Yeah, I like it. The speeder is my only issue with the game. It's annoying because it's like you like press this button to recall and then it like one takes forever to get to you, but also won't the behavior won't change to just come to wherever you are. It just goes past you to go to wherever you originally pressed that button, which is stupid and I hate it.
That's funny.
It's my biggest complaint in the game so far.
That's pretty funny.
But Nyx, the little guy, Markle, I think the species, but he's so cute and you can get outfits for him. And he's doing a lot for me. I keep thinking like K is such a lame name. Give her a better name. It's like Vess, cool ass name. K, like K Vess sounds good together, but like you give her such a more interesting first name because then it's like you're just ripping off like, oh, instead of Ray, we'll do K. And that's lame. But other than that, also so many aliens. I'm like keep hoping for like a hot person to join our crew, but I don't think it's happening at this point. I mean, maybe they're hot in to other aliens, but they're not doing it for me.
Aliens?
No.
Is this like a romance game? Like, is there anything?
No.
Like,
I need something to fabricate in my mind.
Okay.
Fantasize that there's some kind of lingering tension between Kay and someone. But there's not so far.
Yeah.
I do that. Like even Rise of the Tomb Raider, I was like, oh yeah, this guy is basically like, it turns out is like hundreds of years old or something, but I didn't know it at the time. But I was like, he's kind of cute. They get along. Let me just imagine they're, you know, kind of into. I guess I do that a lot, where I just make up.
But you're not a shipper. It's so interesting.
Well, like, what does it mean to be a shipper outside of what I just described? Like, what are you doing action wise? Like, I'm not going to illustrate or something.
You're like writing little fanfics.
No, I don't really. I don't draw very much anymore. And whenever I did draw, I wouldn't draw things I knew. I just like basically just doodled cute anime girls and with nothing in specific in mind. But yeah, so Star Wars, not like Mass Effect. Mass Effect, hot aliens. Star Wars, not.
So what do you do? Because we also watch a little bit of Haikyuu. Did we talk about this last week?
No.
What do you do for shows like that? Are you like a...
Where there's no romance? Yeah, no. Because a lot of times in those, it's like, I don't even like sometimes like the characters that much, but it's just like the action and like the goal they're trying to work towards that's exciting.
Okay.
Because like the characters alone maybe aren't that good and they're only good together or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't do boy. I don't default to boys love. There's nothing else.
Okay.
Because
let me tell you, we watched the first like 7 or 8 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
IQ.
Thoughts, that show was about feelings.
Volleyball, and that show was only about volleyball and literally nothing else. I was shocked by how much it's just, look at this volleyball game. They're going to form a volleyball team. Uh-oh, this guy doesn't want to play volleyball. Let's motivate him to play volleyball. I'm just like, bro, what? People love this? People love it.
Yeah. That's why Chihaya is like a nice standout in sports anime. Like it has those episodes. Outside. Well, yes. Okay. But
some time.
there are some outside elements that are like only exist because of Karada, but they do exist. Like a
love triangle thing going on for it, so that's something.
Yeah,
but like, man, I don't know. I was just shocked by Haikyuu.
Mm-hmm. So you're not gonna watch it anymore?
I mean, people, I guess, really like the drama of the sport. Like, it's really the drama of the sport that's like,
yeah. Like once we have schools we're rivals with, and like,
which is interesting.
Respect each other.
Because like, I'd rather watch a fight. I'd rather watch like an anime fight than watch like people play volleyball, a sport I don't care about.
No, it gets so good.
Also, it's like a high school volleyball match. I'm just like, this is just like, is not like, the stakes are really not that high. Like, this stuff isn't that important. Y'all are kind of freaks for like hyper fixating on this so much.
Only if it was professional volleyball.
Yeah, I'm like, y'all are too serious. Also, you guys don't hang out and aren't really friends, and I don't like most of the people on the team.
Mm-hmm. I think Tanaka is your favorite. The one who likes to pretend he's a little thug.
Captain.
Daichi.
Hinata's okay. Everybody else kind of sucks.
No, see, I'm like Hinata. I don't like him. I don't really care for him. He's like a little, he like has the psycho eyes sometimes, and I'm like, ew,
he does have the psychos. You know what's weird? I don't get, like, he has like a weird crush on their like assistant or whatever, and it seems like he's never around girls, but he like practiced with the girls' volleyball team before. Like,
that's true.
He be kind of immune to that.
Why maybe is he so, like, it's because sweet? He couldn't possibly be into women who stand above him. Like, they're better than him, so he wouldn't be interested. It's only when like he feels like he is better than them that he can feel romantic towards them. That's maybe. Weird.
I don't know. She doesn't talk, so it doesn't matter, but
yeah, no, she's a whatever character, does absolutely nothing.
I don't think I'm gonna continue with it. I don't think I like sports anime.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't think so.
I only have watched two. You know what, Blue Lock also does the psycho eyes. It's like ball is life, like, I don't know, like a German pointer human form where like they can't think of anything else with the ball. Yeah, so
it's bad.
It's like a weird, I don't know. I don't like it when they give them crazy eyes and it's like, oh, they're not normal. Like, that's how into soccer they are. Or what, they're, you know, it's too boys. Much.
They're obsessive.
No, they're not real humans.
They have no other interests or hobbies or anything.
Yes. I think that's
bad. I mean, I've talked about this with you a lot when I was like understanding why I don't like sports anime is because like I used to do a band in high school and like marching band was a thing you had to do and I hated it and like it sucked and everyone was like, oh yeah, you know, it's really rough when you do it. But then after it's done, you're just like, oh, I can't wait for next year. And I like did it the first year and it ended. And I didn't feel like that. I just felt like it sucked. I was like, what the fuck? This was just terrible the whole time. And now it's over. I'm glad it's over. Yeah. And so you can't just, you know, I wasn't allowed to just have fun and play some music. No, I had to always be trying to be the best and giving it all, giving my all to everything or people would get mad at me. And that just sucks. So I quit. And I'm like, now I'm watching these shows where like it's just full of all of those people. I'm just like, you guys would be a mess. Like, I would hate hanging out with you in real life. Terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. When I think about my time across country, I'm just like, why would I do that? Why did I do that for like, 6 years or whatever? It's insanity.
We're casually doing stuff. It's fun.
We don't have the critical thinking skills when we're young. Like, I don't know. I just suffered through it for some reason.
So bleh.
Bleh. Yeah,
that's my official stance.
They just need more. They need more that like explore, like, well, that badminton one or whatever was that one, seems like it Blue right box? Like,
yeah,
that's like using sports as like the setting but not the story.
Yeah, it's kind like of one story.
See, that seems like a better method. So you get to see some sports stuff, but it's like there's things outside of that that exist.
And it's like not romance. So much about the sport. It's about like what the sport represents and how it like embodies their like different problems or struggles they're having. You know, it's like that. And I think that's better because I don't care about badminton.
Yeah, I need to watch. I know badminton seems like a lame sport, but people gotta be into like it. It's a super lame
sport. I know it's in the Olympics and it's real, but also it's just so goofy.
Yes. Oh man. Okay. Well.
All right. Well, I guess it's time to talk about the sports anime we're watching, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Let's start with the voice actor because I forgot to do it last time. The voice actor for Nishida is Toru Nara. They have done voices for a various number of characters in Black Lagoon. They're in 21 episodes, but they're just a bunch of names I don't recognize, like Soldier and Triad member.
Okay. That's an older-ish, in like early 2000s anime. So maybe that's just him getting started.
He's also the voice of T-Hawk in Super Street Fighter, or I don't know who that is.
I don't know. Me neither.
He is the voice of Sato in My Hero Academia, who's the guy who eats sugar and wears yellow.
Okay. I watch it in dub.
Oh.
Anima. That's his hero name. Sorry. Keep going.
He is the voice of Kuro, Delicious in Dungeon. It's a good show.
I was going to say, people have watched it, but like, I'm so afraid to try new anime, like new current anime.
Why?
What? You say it's good?
I like it a lot, yeah.
I didn't like Free Run, though, so when I only watched one episode. But when
That's slow. I don't think you like slow things.
Isn't Lemon cute? Oh, don't you miss her? Sorry.
Okay. There's a lot of other stuff. It's like not. Oh, he's the voice of Larry Butts in Phoenix Wright.
Oh, I've never played those games. Oh, show.
TV series.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't think they have voice acting in the games, right?
I don't know. I haven't played it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. There's some other stuff, but I don't recognize any of it. So.
Okay. So.
There we go.
Major role here.
Cast.
Oh, yeah, no.
I was kind of thinking we'd run into like lots of like regular people who do a lot of different stuff. But so far we haven't. So that's interesting.
I think Tai Chi is probably the most prominent voice actor we've had. Tai Chi. Yeah. What about Arata? Because he is a good voice actor. He was probably one that was also in a few things.
He does have a headshot on IMDb, which is a good sign.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
he was the voice of Reiner.
That's right. Okay.
Anyway.
Nice. Yep. Nishida. Right. We like him here. Yes. Yes, they are. So good. I actually bothered to take notes.
That's crazy. We have so much. There's so much to talk about. Normally, I'm just like, there's nothing to say in these episodes. This thing happens. It ends. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now it's just like, there's so much stuff. Okay. Here we go.
Okay. Here we go.
Verse 17 is called World Offers No Escape. That's exactly how it is.
Okay. They are cards. Yeah. I'm starting to recognize some of them. They are just poems from the 100 poems. So
that makes sense.
Confirm.
We open on a sports festival at school. It's like the finals of some track event in which all the clubs that like qualified have to run a 5x100, I guess.
No, what is that?
Which is like a fake event. But there's five people in the car at a club, so they get to do it. All the clubs are like traditional sports clubs, like soccer or tennis. One of them is just the track team, which is crazy.
Yeah, that's rigged.
Except for Karda. They have also qualified because they like run in the mornings and stuff. Chihaya is like the opening leg of the race and pulls ahead because she's good at track.
Yes, she did track.
One is like some object related to the sport. Insane.
Like some of them are so not like when, you know, like they're just going to get in the way and people be dropping batons. In a real relay, you're out. That's it. If you drop your baton, game over. You can't continue.
They have like you have to pass like a soccer ball or like a basketball. It's crazy.
Yeah.
The card club is just a card, so it's actually pretty easy to pass as opposed to some of these other things.
Yes.
Tai Chi takes it from Chihaya, and he does a pretty good job running because I guess he's also pretty good at running. Then it's Kana who does like okay, but not really.
Poor Kana.
Yeah. She does not seem to be properly.
Well, no, here because right, Tai Chi's running. It's like, oh my god, Mishima, Kun, blah blah blah, cute. And then when Kana's running, it's like a bunch of perverted dudes watch her boobs move as she runs.
Yeah, she needs
poor Kana, needs more and she's running with her eyes closed. Keep your eyes open, girl. She needs to be better. That's not running. Safe. Oh man,
this is Tomu who does pretty bad. He's bad at running. But then fortunately, Nishida's the anchor and he's like really good at running because he was in tennis. Yeah. He never stopped being an athlete and he gets the win.
That's right.
Because the track team drops their baton, which is crazy because they're the track team. It's a normal baton. They can't even do it.
It happens, man.
They suck. We see that on his shirt. It says they're recruiting new members as the OP plays. After the OP, we open on Chihaya being sad that no new members wanted to join the club, even though they won the track competition. Nishida and Taichi come in and announce a bunch of upcoming tournaments and qualifiers that they should try to go to. We learn that the Eastern qualifier to play against the Queen is next January. So Chihaya is already qualified for that. If the boys need to qualify, they need to make Class A before then.
This is Class A and higher. What is higher than Class A?
Higher.
I guess it's just King and Queen, but they're not going to compete in these qualifiers because they're the like defending champion. It's weird. Yeah,
I don't know. It's confusing. Taichi knows that he and Nishida are trying to make Class A before winning the tournament, and Kana and Satomu should try to win a Class D tournament to make it to Class C. Then Taichi gets a phone call. He takes it in the hallway, and they all hear him say, quote, okay, fine, let's break up, unquote. And then he comes back like nothing happened, and the whole club is like astonished.
Yeah, the girl from episode one. We haven't seen her in 15 episodes, really. Yeah. It's crazy.
We haven't seen her in so long. Chihaya's like, oh my God, it was that girl in episode one.
Yeah.
So he has been dating her this entire time, which is insane.
Insane. Surely he's not seen her since. He's so busy. Oh my God. I'm surprised it took so long. Having the hots for Chihaya the whole time. Why was he even dating this girl in the first place?
I don't know.
What'd he date her? Is he like, what did he like just date her to fool around or just to like get his mind off Chihaya or just because she asked?
Dude, I don't know. Maybe he was just bored and he was just like, it's fun to go on dates.
I guess I don't.
It doesn't have to be so serious. They're in freaking elementary slash.
Well,
they're in high school.
It's not even going on dates, so no point.
He comes back like nothing. He answers no questions and instead thinks about if Arata has made it to the Western qualifiers or not. Me breaking up with my girlfriend and instantly going, is my rival going to be at this tournament? Am I going to see my rival?
Well, no, it won't be the same tournament because it's like different region qualifiers. Yeah, so like, but he's like just wondering if he competes.
Yeah.
You got to get to Class A first, dude.
Yeah, they practice and we learn that Taichi needs to make it to Class A before October so he can go to the Eastern qualifier with Chihaya. So he has an even shorter timeline to make it.
It must be like August. Because they talk about September as a thing coming up, so there must be in August.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
so not a lot of time.
They take a break, and Satomu thinks to himself that despite how much like running he does in the mornings and training, he hasn't been able to put on any muscle or get any more athletic. And I'm telling you, dude, it's because you're not eating right. You need to eat more protein. I don't think he is. I'm going to be honest.
No.
He's just eating rice. That's not how you do it, man.
You know, it's crazy. Khan calls him Destomu too.
Yeah.
With how nice she is, you would think she wouldn't use that nickname. Any of the nicknames. I feel like she doesn't call Nishida Porky. So why is it just him that she's calling that?
I don't know.
She hates him.
She hates him. Although Nishida does say that Taichi's the only person who calls him by his name.
Okay.
Later. So maybe she does. I just don't pay attention when she, she talks to him that much.
Be better.
Yeah. Well, we get to the end of this and we learn that it's not going to get any better. They take a he can't put on muscle. Chihaya comes over to Kana and tries to help her fix her posture. Then Satomu talks to Kana and we learn that she thinks of karate more as an art than a sport because men and women can compete against each other, which is nice. Distinction.
Well, it's nice because like paintball is like that. There's no gendered division because technically anyone could be good at it. It's like you don't necessarily have an advantage that's not overcomable.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
I don't know why that makes it an art, though. I feel like sports could just be like that.
No, Well,
that's just Kana because she likes the poetry.
Art, right? For the PS, yeah.
So Tomu listens to this and vows to keep trying. Chihaya and Taichi go home while doing an exercise that each time Taichi claps, Chihaya has to like practice swiping a card. On the train, Taichi tells Chihaya that he's going to go to a tournament in Kanazawa. And she's like, oh, yeah, that's great. I want to go, too. But then she's like, oh, wait, isn't that super far away? How much is that going to cost? And Taichi says it's going to cost like an $80 for a ticket there. And then the registration fee for the tournament is $200. So only Taichi can afford it. Card is expensive. I mean, I guess that's not like super expensive. That's kind of expensive. I guess it's a qualifier. Chihaya thinks about how Kazehaya is so close. Kanazawa, the place where he's going, is close to Fukui, where Arata lives. And then she falls asleep on Taichi's shoulder. Just
what? What if Kazehaya, because he is from Hoshido, right? Or so he would be like in the same region as Arata. So he could be there.
Oh my god, they could be friends. They could both listen to Creed together and be sad boys.
They could both be terrible with women.
Ugh. Yeah, so I love it when I think about the guy who's far away from me and then I rest my head on the guy who's right next to me.
She's tormenting him.
She's poor like doing boy. It on purpose. It's crazy. No.
It's so awful. Ugh.
Yeah, Taichi, now recently single, looks over at a sleeping Chihaya as the music
that
swells.
That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that he wasn't single.
We see his hand move a little closer to her, but then he claps to get her to swipe, and it's pretty funny. That's a good bit. Get her ass, Taichi. We get a voiceover where Taichi tells us that he feels bad for sneakily going to tournaments without the rest of the team just so he can be at the same level as Chihaya. Before parting with Chihaya, he tells her that he's gonna make Class A. We cut to the Kanazawa tournament where Taichi is there. They start the first round only for Taichi to notice that Nishida is like right behind him. It turns
out Nishida so was good.
By a friend of the Karada Society, and also we learn that Retro is there. So, you know, despite the expense, everyone's here. Whatever.
It's funny because then they start yelling and then they get scolded, so then they're just like talking under their breath at each other, and Nishida is always complaining about how rich Taichi is. Like, yeah. He did not take a plane to get there.
No, he did not. Taichi flew there.
Yes, crazy. That's why it was so expensive to get there.
Yeah, Taichi plays his match, but he's physically slower than his opponent. Sorry, you gonna say something else?
Oh, I was just going to say, with all that New Year's money, it's like a drop in the bucket.
Yeah, nothing for
Taichi. Yeah, he could have paid for Chihaya.
Yeah. Taichi plays and he's physically slower than his opponent. Elsewhere, Chihaya plays against Hiroshi at the Karate Society. She's gotten faster, but also faults a lot, and Dr. Harada is not impressed. She loses to Hiroshi, and he tells her that she might be fast, but she doesn't scare him. And she's like, that's weird. Dr. Harada tells her to stop taking cards with speed. He's like, you need to focus on something else. We cut back to school. Chihaya has to list some career choices and she writes queen in the top box. And her teacher is like, try again. At the Karate Club, Chihaya is feeling down. And so are Nishida and Taichi, who both lost their tournament. They're like, damn, making Class A sure is tough. Nishida tries to challenge Chihaya, but she's still confused as to why Dr. Harada said that she should stop taking cards with speed. We get the rest of the flashback where like he finishes his thought and he tries to point out that even if she can take one syllable cards quickly, that's not enough to like win because that's only like what, like 10 cards or something. So she needs to stop concentrating only on speed and start like coming up with a strategy for something else. Nishida notes that without speed, she has no other strategies or like advantages.
Nishida spitting facts.
Chihaya is at a loss, so Sutomu challenges Chihaya to a match. They play their match and Chihaya wins by 15 cards. We see him writing in a notebook because he's calculated the distribution across all of the games he's played with Chihaya on which zones he's able to take cards from her. Chihaya is dominant with her right hand, with her right hand side diagonal, but weak on her left diagonal. Sutomu notes that his strategy against her would be to reposition all of his cards off of her strong diagonal and into her weak one, and that like better opponents she plays are probably going to do that, so she should be prepared for that. Kana also notes that Chihaya faults a lot on multi-syllable cards, and Chihaya is like, yeah, but that's normal. But then Kana notes that some of the poems are written like hundreds of years apart and basically have nothing to do with each other. They even like mean different things, like contextually. She tries to relate to what?
I was going to say, well, she's like, basically, this is her being like, what? They're nothing alike. How could you, you know, like, there's so much history and that's how you should be identifying them and stuff.
Yeah.
I like that they're shitting on Chihaya. Like, okay, now that we're talking about it, let me chime in with what I think you're doing wrong.
Yeah.
So good.
Kana tries to relate two of the cards as like images so that Chihaya can picture them as different colors, because she pictures some of them as red. So she's like, oh, like you can think of this one as like green. Chihaya realizes that Karada is not just about speed, but also about strategy. You can use strategy in this game. We cut to after school, where her teacher, who's named Miyauchi, sees Chihaya in the library. She's surprised that Chihaya would read and goes to tell her to fill out her career survey. She sees that Chihaya is reading a book about the interpretations of the poems in Karada as we cut to credits.
Okay, one, this is their advisor, the teacher. She freaking smacked Chihaya earlier, reporter, hit her with a book. But also it's like, Chihaya, you've been like obsessed with Karada for years. And like, what, you've just been doing the exact same thing and not actually developing anything else and speed on like only certain cards? Like, it's wild that she's only just now researching about this thing that she's supposedly all consumed by, you know. I would think she'd be like looking into everything.
I played an online video game. Chihaya is doing is playing a bunch of Overwatch where she doesn't learn any other strategies and just does the same thing forever and being like, how come I can't ladder climb? She's just going to aim labs. That's what she needs to
whatever
do.
Whatever that means.
I feel like it's a pretty normal thing to just be like, oh, I was just like, I thought you just get faster and get better. But no, it turns out you
have to. Well, I guess like, I can see like wanting to double down on what your strength is. But like, that doesn't mean you have to like neglect any other advantages.
Well, so far she has been winning.
Somehow she made it class A. Now I'm like, how the hell did she? She's sucking it off every time we see her playing.
Well, I mean, this is the thing with like what Hiroshi is saying, right? He's like, you're fast, but you don't scare me, which makes me think that like she really just got into everybody else's head with how fast she was. Like, she's probably just psyching them out.
Yeah.
But like Hiroshi is like a higher level. He's just like, whatever. Yeah, you're really fast, but like only sometimes. And you also mess up a lot. So it's really not that hard. Mm-hmm.
Not that much of a threat
thing, honestly. And she like, yeah. I'm sure she's really aggressive because like they all play kind of like offensive card, right?
Well, like everyone probably thinks she's easy in the beginning because she's only good in the later half of the matches, too. So like, I wonder if she's like trying as hard the whole time or if she's like conserving strength until then. And then like her opponent is more tired and then she like bust out the fast moves.
I don't think that sounds like too much strategy for her to be
using. That's true.
I think she just has more stamina from doing track, so she could just be better for longer.
Well, Taichi in this episode is like, oh wow, she's really thinking about what Dr. Harada said to her, because normally like under 10 seconds is all it takes for her to like give up on a math question or something.
She's learning how to study. How many other books do you think she's read up to this point? This is like number 5.
Like, not since she was a child reading children's books, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not many.
Sad.
She's a dud, this one. Bit of a dummy.
In verse 18. Or do you want to go to the next one, or do you have anything else to say?
Let's go.
Verse 18 is the plum blossoms still smell the same. We open on the Karada team at another individual tournament. They're getting their hakamas fitted as Chihaya thinks about how this is going to be her first official class A tournament, and she's nervous. I had like weird hiccups there for a second.
Like, what's happening? Well, right, because she, like, the first tournament we see her in when she's still trying to get Tai Chi to join is her getting into Class A. And then everything has just been in high school tournaments. So this is the first, like, outside school Class A. So this is, like, for real, because, like, a lot of there's, I think a lot of high schoolers aren't Class A. So there wasn't as many people in that level to compete against. But yeah, let's go.
Yep, they're all hyped to try to class up. Chihaya's first match is against an older lady wearing a pink outfit. Her name's Kanai. Chihaya says she's cute, and she's like, yeah, I know, which is pretty funny.
Yes.
Chihaya thinks about how she needs to not move too fast as the match starts. The match starts, and she takes a card by moving too fast. Kanai is like, wow, you young kids sure are fast. I just can't keep up. But then Chihaya falls, and Kanai is like, yep, there it is. Young people react too quick and constantly make mistakes.
Okay, I feel like it's annoying that she keeps bringing up her age, but also I feel like I talk like that. Like, I feel like I talk the same way, probably. But I'm like, come on, girl, have something else other than age to talk about. But
I feel like if I was playing a 16-year-old, every comment I would be is like, wow, you're 16.
Yes,
yes,
sure is that young. I know, it's like I went on a date with someone like 4 years younger than me. I was talking to them like they were a child, so okay, I definitely wow, am the same.
Like 16, I was like, damn, you're 16.
I was like, oh wow, you play the GameCube, huh?
Oh man, that's yeah, wow.
Oh my god,
was that it?
That was it. I felt like I can't do this. Anyway,
yeah. Play continues, and every time Kanai takes a card, she says lucky, which is super annoying. Oh my god,
it's so annoying. Shut up.
I can't believe so annoying. Just sat through that. I would have been like, can you shut the hell up, please?
Hey, the tactic, I guess, be annoying as heck. Distract them.
I can't believe trash talking hasn't been brought up yet. Kanai taunts her, saying that she's lucky her opponent only has speed. So, like, I guess.
No, shade being thrown. Insane. This lady is something else.
It's a lot. They get six dead cards in a row, which is, you know, they read out a card that isn't in play, which makes Chihaya very antsy. And she swipes at a card on the next read, but it's a seventh dead card.
That's crazy.
The Chihaya Furu card, which like messes with her.
She's so easy to read.
What?
She's so easy to read. It's not when she's just met already knows what's up with the card.
I mean, this is the first time when like all those times before that Tai Chi's like, Chihaya, you're too easy to read, actually has consequences. Because before she just, he just keeps saying that and it doesn't matter. But now it's like,
Oh,
she's just going to send you your best card because obviously you're going to be good at one syllable cards. So here you go.
Mm-hmm.
Chihaya keeps screwing up. Kanai comments that the game isn't fun because it feels like Chihaya is playing against the cards and not her. Which is like kind of a nice thing to say. Chihaya realizes that Kanai has intentionally been sending her the single syllable cards since those are the ones Chihaya's are best at, making it hard for her to like take from her opponent. Because Kanai is using strategy and Chihaya
isn't. Yeah. Well, and she already, like, right with that first card, she's, like, scolding herself immediately. Like, come on, I just told myself I was going to not take cards of speed, and then immediately does so. And she makes a lot of goofy faces. These episodes are good.
Yeah, it's pretty
good. She almost looked like a South Park character when she stood up and picked up that first card. So good.
Chihaya tries to come up with a strategy. She decides to sit back from the line, so it takes her longer to tap cards to correct for her reflexes, so she has like more distance to travel. It's just enough space for it to work. Kanai notices this and starts positioning her cards to mess with Chihaya, so she's like moving them around into the quadrants she's bad at.
Mm-hmm.
Chihaya realizes that she's waited too long to get a read on her opponent and basically doesn't really know how Kanai plays. They tie on a card as both of them use the same three-syllable timing strategy. So she's finally not just rushing to take cards. She's finally using, like, the proper syllable timing. Chihaya realizes...
Her mind is blown.
Yeah, she realizes that there's more to card than just speed, which is like, dude, Dr. Harada told you that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Very funny. Chihaya loses by six cards. Afterwards, she sees Kanai and her family. Both her and her daughters are all dressed the same. Chihaya thanks her for the match and says that her dream is to become queen. And Kana is like, oh, cool. So is mine. She's like, I've been playing for 35 years, but I still think I could do it even against more youthful players. And then she tells Chihaya, see you at the Eastern qualifiers, and then leaves. That was nice, I guess.
Well, where is she going? Is this like how much time do you have? No, she won the match. Oh, yeah, where is she going?
I don't know. Maybe it was like after she lost.
What kind of time is there? Nah, it can't be because we cut to more rounds next episode. But
I mean, maybe she went on round two or something.
Maybe.
Yeah, but she doesn't leave, which I didn't even think about.
Yes.
She just wins and leaves. Like, imagine you're just like, well, like, destroyed a 16-year-old. I'm out. I'm going home.
Maybe she doesn't encounter high schoolers in Class A tournaments very much.
Probably not.
No. But yeah. So this one was much more, it was more Karada based, but at least it was like Chihaya dawning on her outright. Sorry. Continue. The worst moment of her life.
We cut coming to the finals. In Class B, it's Taichi versus Nishida. And in Class D, it's Kana versus Satomu. Chihaya's like, well, shit, who am I supposed to cheer for? This is the worst moment of my life. Also, yes. Retro is there watching.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever wins the Class B game will class up for the Eastern qualifier, so the pressure is on. Satomu thinks about Kana as a player. She's a defensive player who rarely faults. Play starts. Chihaya is unable to watch both games at once and decides to watch Kana versus Satomu after she realizes that Kana's posture is different when she's wearing a hakama because it has a sash that can support your lower back. I guess it's like a
OB. Yeah. Well, also she's like, ooh, I'm wearing, well, she's the hakama, the kimono chick, so she's like more conscious of her posture while she's wearing that stuff, because that, you know, it's all about posture, as we'll see.
Kana is very elegant wearing a hakama, since you have to have perfect posture while wearing it. It also helps her play too, so she can like lean forward in that position she couldn't do without it. Kana's mom notes that a girl like Chihaya is beautiful in anything, but a girl like Kana is only especially pretty while wearing a kimono, and is very proud.
She basically says Kanade is not beautiful, but she knows how to wear a, I'm like, damn.
I get what she's saying.
Not pretty.
You, that's not what she's saying.
I understand what she's saying, but like she literally says, like, Kana may not be beautiful, but. So she said she's not beautiful. She said it.
Okay. All right.
Oh my God.
I feel like this is a perfectly fine sentiment.
Oh, God.
Satomu also notices,
like, Kana, you know, her charms really come out when she's wearing a kimono rather than saying not beautiful. Whatever.
This is like an internal thought. It's not like she's saying this to her.
It's terrible.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. My mom always tells me, I thought maybe not all parents are delusional like my mom, saying things like, oh, I don't have favorites and stuff, when it's like, you totally do. You just can't admit it, even to yourself.
Tell your kids you have favorites, even if you have favorites. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways,
Satomu notices that she's also better while wearing a hakama. He also knows which cards he's better at taking than her, because she doesn't think about the cards in terms of syllables, but in terms of the actual poems. So she'll like be drawn to look at cards that are related to the poems, not the actual words on the card. And he like knows this. He's like, oh yeah, she looks at that one because like that one is written by like a relative of the person who wrote that one. He's like, got it.
So this is like an advantage for him because he knows her, but like this would be I feel like something other players would be thrown off by going against Kana. Like,
oh yeah, she'd probably,
they wouldn't be expecting it. Yeah.
Let's see. However, Satomu faults and Kana is able to give him one of her better cards, which she then takes. Chihaya decides to keep watching them as we cut to credits.
Yeah. Poor Taichi, man. He'll never have Chihaya's attention.
No, even when not he's in the playoffs. Taichi Nishida, it's crazy. She just doesn't care. Oh, it's brutal. It's so brutal.
It's crazy.
I mean, to be fair, this is the better game to watch, it seems like.
Yeah, well, that's because we don't get to see the other one at all, true. So we don't know. That one could have been interesting. We just will never know.
Yeah. Okay, do you want to go to the next episode?
Yes, I did have one last thing. Okay. Even Kana's mom calls Satomu Destomu. I just wanted to point that out.
So, they're so mean to him. And like by the end of this next episode, he's the best character in the show.
Oh, Joe, it's because he has square glasses like you.
No,
you relate to him. Okay.
It's because like the way he plays the game, like when he plays, he thinks about stuff in like terms I can understand as like an audience member. And it's the most entertaining the games have ever been when he's like, when we're in his mind, like we're in Taichi's mind. It's like he's just saying shit. I don't know. I can't. It's so hard to follow because he's like, OK, this one's been read and this one's been read and those two share syllables and this one over here. And here's all the dead cards. It's not fun to watch. And when Chihaya plays, it's just like she's just doing whatever.
Because this is like the first time we're seeing like Destomu where we're hearing his inner dialogue, really. And it's like against people he knows. So he has a lot to say about his opponent and like their strategy and his strategy. So this is like a good situation. This next episode, very good.
Yeah, this next episode's very good. So verse 19 is called As the Years Pass. We open on the games going on. Taichi and Nishida are locked in, but Taichi notices that Chihaya isn't even watching them. She's watching the Class D game.
Poor Taichi. Chihaya notices
that Satomu faults a lot and Kana doesn't. This is a problem because faulting is actually like really bad, since not only do they gain a card, but it also screws up your like momentum. They like mess up. Satomu takes a card against Kana, but accidentally sends her a one syllable card, which will be super easy for her to take. Because Satomu's main problem is that when he's losing, he spirals and makes a lot of like stupid mistakes. So he like has a
loses his cool.
Yeah. He like death spirals. Satomu is currently losing 2-10 with 12 cards left. He thinks he might be toast, but then looks over at Taichi Nishida playing and decides to keep on trying to the end. He repositions all 10 of his cards to be on his left side. He notes that his cards have a higher probability of being red, so his strategy is just to hit all of his cards every single time because he's a champion. This is so funny.
Everyone watching hates him.
It's so good.
I mean, it is frustrating, but it is in the rules. So, don't leave in the rules.
Listen,
it would be so frustrating as the opponent. Like,
everybody disapproves, but I bet Dr. Harada would approve. I bet he would be like, you absolutely should just
whatever it takes. Yeah.
This is exactly what you should be doing. He gets the next two cards using that strategy, and Kana is like, fine, I'll just. Like, all of his cards are just there, too, so I'll just hit all of them as well. But then the one-syllable card he sent to her gets read, and she's so focused on his cards that he's able to take it to her, or take it from her, making it 2-7, so he's, like, recovered a little bit. Kana decides that she just needs to be super accurate. She misses the next one, but is able to take the Chihaya Fuwa card on his side, making it 6-1, or 1-6. She's one card left.
Yeah, I like that they just describe it as, like, oh, this is, like, one of my friend's best cards, so now it's becoming my best card because I'm like a friend and pay attention to my friends.
Yeah. She got the social link that gives her an advantage.
Yeah,
even though I don't know if they really hang out all that often. Satomu takes two more of his cards, but then Kana's card is red and she takes it, winning the match. Satomu congratulates her on winning as she cries. Chihaya is touched by the moment and also cries. But then she looks over at Taichi's and Ishida's game and sees that it's still going on.
And not only is it going on, it's going down.
She sees that they are currently tied 1-1, which means it's basically up to the luck of whose card is read next, because like it's going to be impossible to take the card because it's in the lower right hand corner. So it's like right next to their hand and you just can't reach across.
Well, they probably both moved it to B, so it's as close to their dominant hand. But yeah, yes. Oh, what a crappy situation.
Retro notes that this sucks. Taichi assesses the situation with his good memory. There's 8 unread cards, 6 of which are dead. His card is a one syllable card, so if that syllable gets read, he could just take it. While Nishida has a card that shares a first syllable with 2 other dead cards that haven't been read yet, which means he has a chance. He decides to go on the attack. He swipes at Nishida's cards instead of protecting his own, which surprises everyone. Nishida tries to figure out why Taichi would do that and realizes that there must be some dead cards with the same first syllable as his. But he hasn't memorized all of them. So he's just like, well, I guess I'll just have to keep protecting it, I guess.
That's because it's inhuman to remember all the cards that have or haven't been read.
Well, yeah.
It's insane.
Three more dead cards are red. Then one of the dead cards with the same syllable as Nishida's card is red. And Nishida's like, okay, finally, he blocks it. Now it's like a 50-50, right? Like, there's nothing else. But then Tai Chi looks intense and he's like, oh, shit, there's another one, isn't there? It's so funny.
That's like Tai Chi, you know, practice what you preach. You're always telling Chihaya, like, don't give it away. You're giving it away with your intense stare that there must be another one coming up.
Yeah.
But I don't think he can do anything about it regardless, but...
The next card is red. Nishida's card. Nishida's able to take it before Tai Chi can reach, and he wins. Everybody feels bad about it. I feel like it's just impossible. I feel like you just can't win in that situation if you're Tai Chi.
No. You just have to make sure it never gets to that point. You have to do better throughout the game so that you never get to a situation where your entire victory is based on luck.
And this is where I just want to say something that's weird about the way Karuta has played in this. You only play one game? That seems weird.
Yeah. What do you mean? Like against a person?
Yeah, like in the finals, it's only one game. Normally it's like best of three or something, right? Like in a lot of other stuff, it would be like a best of three or a best of five or something. But it's just a one game.
Maybe.
Especially if it goes down like this, right? Like, can you really say you won here?
Yeah, I mean, because I guess they're doing so many and it is a thing where you have to memorize. So like having to do that over and over again, I can see being like difficult, especially if you're going against the same opponent to like memorize a new layout for like against the same person can be difficult. Or they're running out of time. They just only do one round. I wonder like how long a match takes. Like, is that enough time to like hit your groove and like be at your best for this last round?
Yeah, I don't know. It just feels like you'd play more than one, especially for like a final. Like you think they'd at least do a 2 out of 3, right? It's like I realize for like chess, it's always multiple out of multiple. Like tennis, I mean, it's like multiple games. You know what I mean? Even in like the
World Series,
it's like multiple games. You know what I mean? Like it's just so common to do multiple series of a thing. Like all esports do this, basically, like fighting tournaments, League of Legends.
That's
all that
because.
Stuff.
They're getting money for sponsors and stuff, and has nothing like that.
It just seems like you'd want to do that for something that's this important. I don't know. It's just kind of weird.
Well, is it that important to the organizer? This is just another tournament. Like maybe for the qualifying or against the actual queen and king or master. Master and then queen. I feel like it should be like king and queen.
Yeah, it should be
or like, emperor and empress.
If it's gonna be gendered, something. It might as well actually be gendered, right? Like it's
yes. Yeah. Anyways.
Queen is better than master. Like I cannot stress this enough. There could be multiple masters of a thing, but there's only one queen. What are we doing?
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, I just thought that was weird.
Yeah.
In the locker room, Tai Chi asks Nishida if he knew which dead cards were left. He didn't, but Satomu did. So someone else is memorizing everything. Tai Chi tersely comments that Nishida got lucky and then leaves. While waiting at the entrance, Tai Chi scolds himself for getting snippy with Nishida since he could have just won by taking more cards earlier in the match. And he had lots of ways he could improve. So like, it's not Nishida's fault that he won by luck. Nishida walks out and sits next to him and Tai Chi apologizes. Chihaya walks out and sees them talking and she listens in. Nishida tells Tai Chi that he's glad that Tai Chi is club president because otherwise it'd be Chihaya and she keeps giving everybody weird nicknames and they just let her get away with it because she's an airhead. And Chihaya hears this and is destroyed. It's extremely
so good.
It's so good.
Man. Yes.
Nishida continues.
She needs to hear it.
She does. This is true.
Yes.
Nishida he's continues correct. Saying that Tai Chi is the only one who calls him Nishida and that he wants to keep playing with him. Tai Chi agrees and they all go. Except this is something that the rest also need to hear because they also still call him that.
Yep.
Tai Chi is the only one who calls people by their names, which is why everybody likes him, even though he's like, it feels very distant from everybody.
Nah, he's in it now. He was in it. Like, he wasn't fazed by his girlfriend dumping him at all. He's just like, okay, moving forward. I know, but like. He's excited now. I feel like he's more into it now.
He's into it now.
Like he got upset about losing because if he didn't care, you know, Yeah.
Let's see. Kanda's mom drives them home. She congratulates the team on three members classing up, and Satomu's like, three? And they tell him that the top three people from Class D get to rank up because, like, otherwise the pyramid wouldn't work if it was that hard.
There's a lot more of, yeah.
So I guess it's like top, it's probably like top one, top two, top three.
Top placing, yeah. For like Class D.
B, C, and D.
I guess Class D is the lowest.
Yeah.
Rank. So now we have no one in Class D in the club, on the team.
Yep.
We're A, B, and C now.
Chihaya tries to make a point to call everybody by their actual names instead of their nicknames. Kana says she felt like she was playing her best because she was playing against Satomu, which was familiar enough that the pressure didn't get to her. Taichi falls asleep with his head bobbing against the door, so Chihaya reaches over and lays his head on her shoulder. Just a normal thing to do.
I feel like an anime it is. I don't know. I would just be like, wake up or something. I wouldn't. Just continue to torment him by not being interested, God, but giving signals.
Everybody's watching this happen. Uh-huh. This is insane.
Well, you think they all realize how into her he is?
They must. He doesn't really know.
Well, he doesn't, but like they also don't fully know the backstory.
That's true.
Of Arda and all that. So, because I feel like most of the time he's probably just talking to her like a child, yeah. Like, Chihaya, come on.
This is a problem where, like, I imagine with all these time skips that they've been like hanging out and talking to people or whatever. But, like, I'm sure there's going to be a conversation where they're just like, you guys were childhood friends. You know what I mean? Like, they're not going to have basic information about each other later on. And I like dread that moment where I'm like, oh, these people haven't been like hanging out and being friends in the meantime. They've just been doing nothing.
Yeah. Well, we'll see, I guess.
Chihaya tells him that they should all play as a team again. Nishida's like, all right, why are you being weird? Did you hear what I said about you with the nicknames? You can keep using the nicknames because you're supposed to be an airhead. I have no expectations of you anyway. And they all laugh.
Ha-ha! Tolerance. Let's just encourage character growth.
We were so close to getting away from the nicknames and they brought it back. Nishida's like, oh, you can keep calling me Fatso. It's fine. I don't care. I think you're dumb, so it's cute when you say it.
I hate this. Man. Like, you have to. No, she needs to learn.
We had it. Because
this happened on the episode when they had the camp where she's like, gonna apologize for being insane and like pushing them too far. And then they're all like, no, it's fine. And now here we are again. So she'll never. Learn from her mistakes because everyone's like, it's fine.
Learn nothing. All she's learned about not to be too fast. That's her only character thing. What is happening here? Why is this happening? Why are you doing this? They're putting it in and then they're taking it away from me. They're like, oh, you see this scene where Nishida actually admits that it feels bad to be called names by people and he doesn't like it. Well, don't worry about it because he thinks Chihaya is dumb, so it's fine. Whatever.
Yeah, but her doing it, everyone else is following suit, so it's not just her doing it.
The rest of them are too.
He should be mad at everyone else too.
God.
Oh my God.
Trash. They're so bad. They were good for a second, and then they're bad again. Anyway,
oh, man.
We cut to Arata at his local karate club. He sees the results of the tournament and that Nishida has classed up. He says he's going to be ready for the Western finals as we cut to credits. He's gonna be back in the story, maybe.
We just barely get glimpses at him. For being a major character.
The other episodes were
so
good
little time with them.
Because Satomu is the champion and makes the game sound fun and interesting.
Uh-huh.
By thinking about
what's
that's happening.
Because he's like a new player, so he's thinking of it in like normal. Approachable ways versus someone who's been doing it for years isn't going to be like thinking about all the
but
things
also,
we need to know to understand.
But I'm also a normal viewer and I don't want to hear about Taichi's weird mind palace about where he's memorized all these components I've never heard of. I want to hear
I mean,
like,
I think it's impressive.
Good I'm good at this. Here's what I'm going to do to counter what she's doing. That's what I want to hear. I don't want to hear whatever the fuck Taichi's thinking. Chihaya doesn't think at all, so her matches really just aren't that interesting. I don't know.
No.
She's just like, wait, there's other strategies besides just being fast? There's more to this game besides that.
What has she been doing all these years?
Like, it's
yeah.
I can't imagine Dr. Harada is super fast, but like he beat her multiple times. You know what I mean?
Well, right. I'm guessing, or this is like the thing that you complained about, where like if you hit your peak, should you keep trying or not? And I guess Chihaya is hitting that, where it's like what she's done up to this point isn't working, and so
yeah,
not giving up but finding a new way forward.
I mean, she has things that she can obviously improve on. This isn't quite the same because it's not like she just can't do it, she just hasn't tried doing it
yet.
The thing that bothers me, or like the thing I want more, is like I don't really understand what Tai Chi's problem is. Like, I still don't really like, this was a really good episode to learn about what Satomu and Kana are like, right? Like, we know that Satomu spirals. He has like some mental problems. He also, like, you know, hasn't been able to put on muscle or any of that stuff, so he like struggles kind of developmentally with some of this stuff, like in a broad sense of like getting better at karate stuff. But he is smart, he is using strategy, he's trying to compensate for that, and I think that's really interesting. And Kana is like, she thinks about the game like fundamentally different than everybody else, right?
Yes,
in terms of the poems, but she also is very good at, like, you know, because she's being like a proper lady, she isn't faulting, she's being very proper, which I think is pretty
Everything she does is with intention, right? It's not, none of it's willy-nilly, it's all so she doesn't make mistakes, because like Satomu accidentally sent her a card that he shouldn't, that wouldn't have been smart to do, and like, so she keeps a cool head. So that's okay, can we talk about, we kind of mentioned it when we watched this together, but she like goes to pick up a card and she like does the whole like, let me get down on my knees and tuck my Hakama pants in and then grab the card and then get up. And I'm like, this is too much effort. You like
to fret with the hem
every time you get up.
So
oh
often.
My God.
It sounds like a nightmare.
Like, and she's winning, like, so she's had to do that a bunch.
Oh yeah, I mean, she's into it though. She lives for this stuff. She loves doing that.
I guess so. You know, I guess so.
This is why, like, this is probably like, you know, people are like in anime that complain about like doing tea ceremonies or whatever. This is probably why it sucks, because it's just like that for like an hour.
Yes. Yeah. I've well, I didn't do it when I went because I couldn't afford to, but also I feel like a lot of people said that's kind of boring.
Yeah, because it's just like proper exact
movement. Yes.
In a bunch of things.
I know. That. I could never with this posture of mine.
In a way that's just like doing this just to serve tea.
Okay, also, how can Chihaya and everyone from the side see what cards are being played before they're read? Like, they're far away. Cards are on the ground. Like, are they able to read them from that far? Like, god dang.
Oh,
I feel like it's not a kind to spectator sport.
Yeah, it's not a this is a
when
bad sport.
Satomu sent that card and Chihaya was like, oh, why did he send that card? I'm like, how could you tell what card he sent?
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't verbal at all.
It seems like a bad. You need cameras. They need overhead cameras and to project them on screen. That's what they need. It needs to be. Housing these in temples and stuff and like old rustic places. You need TVs, guys. You need the Jumbotron up there so I could see that, like, what's going on with Tai Chi and Nishida. Then she could watch multiple games at once, but she can't because
I guess as long as the players can't see them. Like, it would have been nice if someone who knew them was also watching, not just Retro, who gave us nothing on their match.
We didn't learn anything about the way Nishida or Tai Chi plays. We just know that they're basically
equals.
But I still, like, I don't
know. Well, like, it's interesting because when Nishida joined the club, it's like, okay, good. Chihaya needs someone stronger to practice against, which implied that he was better than Tai Chi. So I guess it makes sense that but if that was the case, it wouldn't have come to luck of the draw for him to win. So Tai Chi must have improved a lot since he joined.
It's unclear. This is the problem. It's like, it's not clear to me if Tai Chi's better or not. Because we don't.
Right. Abysmal at the last tournament, both of them. But this tournament, they made it to the
yeah,
the finals. Is that
because they got better or because the opponents are just weaker?
I'm assuming it was just the opponents.
Yeah,
maybe.
I don't know. But that's
part of it, I guess, just being lucky on who you go against.
Right.
For ranking up purposes.
So I don't know. This is the thing. This is the information I want to know to get more invested in like what's going on with them in terms of like how they play.
Yeah.
So far, we haven't really seen them play, so it's really not that big of a deal.
Yeah, so surely it's coming since we just got it with Satomu and Kana.
But I'm glad we're in this mode in the show now that we're going to start exploring how people play and what that reflects about their personalities and like who they are as people, because that's the thing that I want. Mm-hmm. As opposed to what we've been getting before this, which is just like, you want to watch a card game? Which is like, no, I don't actually.
Yeah. So
this is
best episodes yet.
The best episodes yet.
Watch it immediately go back to not doing anything this.
The problem is that Chihaya being the main character is a little bit of a problem.
Does not work.
Because I don't think she's going to do this, which means we need to have somebody watch her game and do this for her.
Yes.
We haven't.
Up to this point, it's only really been Taichi sometimes.
But Taichi doesn't really do it either. We need Satomu. I need Satomu to narrate every game for me. I need Satomu to be like, oh, here's Chihaya's stat spread. Because he has those. He's been keeping track of everything.
I like that Nishida's like, show me mine. And he's like, not for nothing. Like,
yeah. Hell yeah.
What's he got to do to get his info?
I need Satomu to officiate every match.
Be the main character.
I need him to watch every match and tell me what's happening.
So maybe it just would have been better to, because like most sports anime, I feel like a lot of it is like a newcomer. And then through the protagonist, we're like seeing everything from the eyes of a beginner versus this being our protagonist. Already proficient in it. We didn't join her along the entire journey, so like we didn't learn along with her. So it's like kind of a weird setup for like a sports anime.
It's also weird because it's like knowing that the game works like this, I'm just like, Chihaya played against Kanai. I don't know how Kanai plays at all. We didn't learn anything about the way she played because like Chihaya just isn't paying attention. But like I haven't learned anything about any of the people Chihaya's played. Like, how does Sudo play? I don't know. What does he do?
What's
he good at? What's he bad at? I don't know.
Taunts and intimidates by standing up.
Yeah, but it doesn't work.
And saying weird stuff, yeah.
I mean, he was good enough to
Shinobu the finals, queen.
So he's good.
Yeah.
We don't know what he's good at.
No.
Like, this is the stuff I wish we were getting earlier on so we could learn something
about.
Like, I could associate something with these characters aside from the fact that he's the guy who stands up. You know what I mean?
Well, luckily, this is just we're coming to the end of the first season, but there's two more seasons, so there is more time to be exploring those things.
Yeah.
But the stakes may be higher by then.
It's taking forever.
You
know what I mean? Like in Haikyuu, when we watch that, at least Haikyuu would be like, okay, well, this is the team where the guy serves the ball and he could put it anywhere because he's a great server. That's at least like a stake. I understand what the problem is, right?
Uh-huh.
This is like she loses to Kana. I don't really know why, other than that she keeps messing up, which is like, okay, but like,
God, I'm sorry, Joe. What? Sorry, one of my favorite animes ever just sucks and you hate it.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, I wish they did this earlier. They're doing it now, which is good. I want them to keep doing it. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I feel like we've devolved. What happened? I thought we were on the same page.
I just like it. I just like the show.
The show is good. And like, I'm sure as it gets more into the drama part, like the love triangle thing, like I want them to be more.
If that ever happens.
It's just slow. It's slow startup. It's been a slow time.
Uh-huh. Yes.
But these were good.
Oh, God.
I'm expecting the next episodes will also be good.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess that's enough Chihaya talk for now.
Okay. Now that you've declared that I hate this show.
Now that I'm devastated that you hate it.
This show. This is why I'm talking about it so much. If I didn't like this show, I would make us watch a different show.
Would you?
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't think you would. I don't think
you
would.
It was like really bad. Like, when I say that the matches that Chihaya had earlier on, like, because they weren't giving characterization, are just, like, not that interesting, I'm not saying they're, like, totally boring. Like, it still has the, like, drama of the
easy
game.
To watch but not to comment on.
No, they've been totally fine. Like, they've been totally fine, but it's like not giving me what I want, which is this added layer of like,
God, Chihaya, we're trying to make a podcast here. Give us some more to talk about.
I just want the added layer on top of it. And these gave it to me, which okay. is why these are the yes. best episodes. This is good stuff.
I hope the show doesn't disappoint you moving forward. I don't exactly remember what happens.
I think it will, because it's like moving more. Because like now Chihaya is thinking about strategy. And to think about strategy, you have to think through this stuff, right? Like I'm optimistic about it.
Look, if me and my sister can both follow this show and understand enough to enjoy it, anyone can. That's all I'm saying.
It's not like I can't follow the show.
Well, never mind. Never mind. Okay. recommendations. I didn't watch anymore, which...
I didn't plan to forgotten yet, so you can just... This can be a short segment.
Yeah, I feel like we're running long.
Yeah.
Sorry, 8 p.m. I got to squeeze some Star Wars Outlaws in.
I need to eat dinner at 9 p.m.
Oh, yeah. I got to eat that too.
All right. So please rate us 5 stars on your podcast platform of choice. We're having a good time. Despite what some of us say, we're both having a good time watching this show. I like watching it and talking about it. And I think you should reward us for doing that by giving us 5 stars. I think you should also tell people around you that this show is good, especially episodes 17 through 19, and that they should watch it. It's a complete, it's a totally bingeable show, because that apparently is how sports anime is watched, by just doing it all in a row. It's really good to shotgun, and they can listen to all our episodes along with it. So tell them.
Yeah. Did Aaron already go on a road trip?
I think she's doing that literally right now.
Listen to us on your road trips across the country. Oh, man, look, we have so many hours to listen to us talk.
Yeah.
So I always did. I like, if I don't know, people out there, I hope you enjoy listening to us and enjoy listening to podcasts a lot. Maybe we're your only podcast, but
I feel like if they've made it to I'm at 1 hour and 51 minutes because we took a break. So if they've listened this long, I think they probably enjoy it. A rate 5 stars.
Well, yeah, please. Cause we're 2025. It'll be 1 year for us next month. And we, this year, now that we've kind of set up our format and all that, we want to, you know, growth is what we're looking for this year. So like growing our audience.
Yeah.
So help us doing that. Yeah.
Send us an email
or DMs on socials. Anything.
Yeah, that'll be Sarah.
Give us something.
So feel free to reach out. It's fun. It's fun to reach out. We're not going to be mean. Don't be mean to us, or we're just not going to respond.
I can take it. I do social media for work. I got to deal with crappy messages all the time.
Oh, no,
it's not too bad, but. You know, okay. People don't be sucky.
Don't be sucky.
Lovely listeners.
Remember, I guess we're ending, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember, always plot out your statistical quadrants of where you were best and worst at winning at cards in your respective fields. That can reveal a lot of information about which hand you're using. I didn't even talk about the fact that you could just win Carta by using both your hands, which maybe you're just not allowed to, but they should use both hands
and hold people accountable
accountable.
Don't dismiss people for their bad behavior because they'll never learn. And then whatever they did that upset you, they'll just do to other people and continue doing to you.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know.
And if your friend has a crush on you, don't just like put their head on your shoulder.
Don't lead them on. Yeah, don't do that. It's bad.
Even though you think you're being nice, I need you to think a little bit more. I want you to use strategy in your real life, Chihaya, and not just in Carta.
Yeah, she could benefit from that. She's definitely not paying off the family mortgage.
This is a little bit early. We should probably save this until the end. But like, which protagonist of all the shows we watched is like the most love oblivious so far?
Love oblivious?
Yeah. Because they've all kind of been, right?
Well, I feel like technically it should be Sawako because it's like been much more like apparent, like a normal person would be able to tell, versus like Taichi is kind of not super blatantly doing things that indicate that. Or saying things. So like technically he hasn't put Chihaya in a situation where he's asking for an answer or anything like that versus Kazehaya being very clear and Sawako just totally unaware that that's what his intention was. So I feel like it's still her.
I think maybe it was Kyoko because multiple people just straight up told her.
Well, she's just closed off, like emotionally with intention.
Yeah, I guess that's different. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Thank you.
And on that note,
it's not every day we hear that, folks.
On that note, we'll see you next week for the penultimate episode of Chihaya Fairy Season 1.
Yeah, we'll be back to in person. So we'll be back, hopefully I get my mic fixed out by then. All right. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.